Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, my travel friend. Today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite ways to add a touch of luxury and relaxation to your airline travel, the lounges. In this Posh on a Penny episode, I'm going to share why I love the airport lounges, what you can expect in your lounge experience, and different ways that you can access them. And stick around until the end to hear my tip for finding the best lounge at every airport. Firstly, let's talk about the magic that happens inside these exclusive havens. Airport lounges are like a little slice of heaven within the hustle and bustle of crowded terminals. From plush seating to delectable snacks and meals, these little sanctuaries redefine the pre-flight experience or long layovers. It's no secret that I enjoy an elevated travel experience, but lounges offer so much more than that. So let's talk about why. What is it about these sacred little spaces that is so magical? Number one, comfortable seating. No more plastic chairs, torn up fabric, or crowded terminal seating. Airport lounges offer cozy seating options perfect for unwinding before your flight. Do you remember in the movie Knocked Up when Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen are in their Vegas hotel room and they're tripping on mushrooms and freaking out about all the different types of chairs in the room? That's how some lounges actually are. In one lounge, you can have seating at tables for dining, bar seating, stools looking out into the airport runways, recliners, love seats, full couches, workstation seating. Even when I was in a very low-key lounge, they had one of those full-body massage chairs that felt like heaven. Like, it's crazy how many seating options you can find in one lounge. So whatever your seating preference is, you're likely to find it. And this will be true for everything that I share, but each lounge is different in its class of luxury and what it offers. So number two are the culinary delights. Say goodbye to fast food options and overpriced airport restaurants. Lounges offer a range of complimentary snacks and meals, sometimes prepared by renowned chefs. When I had a 13-hour layover in Qatar, I was in their business class lounge, and I remember thinking, I could live here. They had two restaurant areas that both offered table service, buffet options, and grab and go, a made-to-order salad station, a dessert bar, and freshly prepared sushi. It was insane. I walked out of there in a food coma. Even the more basic lounges offer up some incredible food choices as well as full bar service. Specialty coffees, fruit-infused water, wine, beer, spirits, champagne, it's all free. And some lounge memberships will also provide an airport restaurant credit in place of the lounge. So you can use your ticket, credit card, or lounge pass to pay for a portion or your full meal in an actual restaurant. And for some, that may actually be a preferred option, especially if you're traveling with others who don't have lounge access. So number three is a quiet and productive atmosphere. As a digital nomad, I truly appreciate the opportunity to be able to get some work done if needed before I take off or in between flights. But even if you just want to relax with a good book, it can be hard to find a little quiet space in an airport. Lounges provide a serene environment where you can enjoy some quiet time or catch up on work. They generally provide free high-speed Wi-Fi as well. Some lounges offer work rooms to ensure some quiet space or so that you can take a conference call. And number four are the premium amenities. This is where that VIP status comes in hot. From luxurious showers to spa services, I love the premium amenities of lounges. Again, they all differ, but wow, some of them will seriously give you Gucci vibes. But I want to start with something so basic, but the ladies in particular will understand this. The bathrooms. OMG. Airport bathrooms can really be rough. But then you go to a luxury airport lounge bathroom and you're like, where's the gray poupon? The bathroom in Singapore's business class lounge was so bougie. We don't have tech in our bathrooms like that. I mean, this was next level status to do your business. I'm telling you, it's hard to go back to my hometown Philly airport and use the bathroom after leaving Singapore feeling like I just had a 5-star potty party and now I'm slumming it like I'm squatting in the back of an alley. Bathrooms in the lounges are generally such a better experience. But back to the other amenities. Some lounges offer shower service. So not just the shower, but you get a plush towel and lovely shower products, which is such a nice refresh if you have a long layover. Another bougie bonus is nap rooms, where you can actually catch some Z's before or in between flights. In all the flying I do, there has only ever been one flight that I slept for a continuous 6 hours, and that was in Qatar's Q Suites. I'm notoriously a bad sleeper, even in a regular bed. So the airplanes, forget about it, even when they are super comfortable. So when I've hit that absolute exhaustion point, it's such a luxury to have access to a nap room when available. And as if all those amenities weren't enough, some lounges offer spa services. From free facials to manicures to back massages, you can get pampered completely for free. Although, even when it's not customary, I do recommend leaving a tip, but you can literally leave a lounge feeling like a new person. And lastly, number five. This one is specific to airline lounges, and I'm going to share about the different types of lounges next, but airline lounges often offer an invaluable service that can be so extremely helpful in tough situations. If your flight is canceled or delayed, which may cause you to miss a connecting flight, there's often an on-site customer service person to help you. That means no finding the customer service line with all the other people on your flight and standing there waiting to figure out how you'll get to your destination, or sitting on the phone line forever waiting to get through to someone to assist you. We've all probably been in those lines at some point, and it's a miserable experience. This alone is such a huge benefit of the airline lounges. Okay, so let's talk about what the different lounges are and how you can access them. We'll start with those airline lounges. So these will have the specific airline in the name of the lounge, and they can offer a variety of different lounges, including elite lounges, which are reserved for the top tier frequent flyers, business and first class lounges, and then domestic and international lounges. So there may be multiple lounges for one airline in the same airport. You can access these lounges by either having status, holding a business or first class ticket, or sometimes you can buy a day pass. Next are the independent lounges. You've got your pay-per-use lounges, and this is open to all passengers regardless of airline or ticket class. And then you have priority pass lounges. This is a network of independent lounges worldwide. They differ in experience and amenities, and you can access them through paying for a membership. There are a handful of credit cards that offer free membership to Priority Pass. The one that I use is my American Express Platinum, which I'll link to in the show notes. This has been awesome because I don't always fly business class, and there aren't lounges in every airport for the credit cards I have. So I've been to many Priority Pass lounges and appreciate being able to access them for free. Next, we have Alliance lounges. I talked all about airline alliances in episode 16. So if you aren't sure what the deal is with airline alliances, you'll want to go back and listen to that episode. Depending on your status or ticket, you can access one of the lounges in your airline's alliance, including Star Alliance, Oneworld, or SkyTeam. And last, we have the premium credit card lounges. This includes the Centurion lounges, which are exclusive to American Express Platinum or above cardholders, the Chase Sapphire lounges, accessible to Chase Sapphire Reserve cardholders, and then the Capital One lounges, exclusive to Venture X cardholders. If I don't have an airline-specific lounge that I can access, you'll find me in a Centurion lounge if they're available. And if not, typically a Priority Pass lounge is my final option. Capital One lounges are still expanding, so I'm looking forward to having more of those options in the future as well. Every airport has different lounge availability. Some have none, and others have multiple options. One of the resources I use to figure out my best lounge option based on my gate location in the airport and amenities is an app called Lounge Buddy. It shows you all your lounge options for whatever airport you're in. And if you have a ton of time, you can even lounge hop if you have access to several different lounges. Important to note, some lounges have a set access time, meaning you can't enter the lounge with less than X number of hours before your flight. So make sure you're aware of this before you go to the airport too early. Access to the lounge will also vary. Not all lounges are open 24/7, so check to see the lounge access hours before you go. And as I've mentioned a few times, you can expect every lounge to be different in the space, the amenities, the food options, and the rules of access. I've been to bottom barrel lounges where you get very basic open seating with less than spectacular snacks, and others where they have water features, chandeliers, full table service, and you feel like a queen. For me, even the bottom barrel is always worth it. You have a more quiet and secluded place to rest, and you don't have to pay for food or drinks, and you have an easily accessible bathroom. One more quick warning. You may fall so in love with your lounge experience that you lose track of time. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people freaking out because they didn't realize the time and they have to rush to get to their gate. Some lounges have flight monitors and some don't, so set an alarm on your phone and make sure you stay aware of the time. And don't forget to give yourself plenty of time to actually get to your gate. I've been in situations where I didn't realize just how far my gate was from the lounge, and I was literally running to get to the gate. It's a good idea to ask the lounge check-in person or consult the airport map to determine how far you have to go before you get settled into the lounge, so you give yourself enough time. I'd love to hear from you over on Instagram. If you've been to airport lounges, which has been your all-time favorite? Send me a DM and let me know. The link is in the show notes. And that's a wrap on the lush life of lounge access. Until next time, my friend, may your flights be smooth and your lounges even smoother. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.